It's unbelievable. Maxi's the man. Maxi's the magician. When no one would take the job, we went and we got Maxi, and he's been absolutely brilliant. He deserves unbelievable credit to get this team over the line. When we started out at the start of the year, no one gave us a chance. First time in my 20 years playing with Unions that we were ranked outsiders. And for us to win a championship was just unbelievable, Tom. Brilliant.
Yeah, and looking at today's performance, obviously coming in against Lanswilly, the champions, you know, highly favoured, Neil Gallagher, Michael Murphy, you know, and they have that system that's so hard to break down.
I couldn't believe it, Tom, after 5 minutes. Maxi says, go on, big Neil, marking an all-star 38, it's not easy. But we had to ground it out, and it was brilliant.
And actually, you were going so well, they took another all-star, they had to bring the other all-star out to Mark.
Oh, well, no, I don't know about that, Tom, you're getting a bit carried away there. But no, it was just brilliant. It was a tough, tough game. But we knew we had the legs. Maxi had a great system. The boys were composed on the ball. I thought we'd give away a lot of ball in the second half when we shouldn't have. But listen, we got over the line. Rory Cavanagh was magnificent there, then big catches in the end. Eamon Doherty, Mark and Murphy, not easy job. But geez, the boys were mighty. Fair play to them.
Yeah, it means a lot to you, I know this.
Oh, Tom, listen.
Because I know you told me a couple of years ago you had bought a new pair of boots, and we always thought that they were the last ones.
Oh, David, there's Nicola there. She hopes they're the last ones. But we'll see now what happens. Tom, we had a tough year to put on, listening to Glenswally. They were great champions. You know, they're our neighbours, and they lifted the standard unbelievably, and we had to match it, and thank God we matched it. And this year we got, you know, we're world champions, and it's great. It's great.
St. Junan's top scorer for the championship season, Conal Dunne, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Tom. It's a brilliant feeling to be back at the top of the tree in Donegal again. You know, I suppose the last number of years, maybe last year, I suppose we were off the radar, but Max has come in this year, and you know, it's just been top drawer from the start. You know, I suppose at the start of the year people thought we were in transition, but
yeah,
and we used the league maybe for that, and I suppose the fruits of that have been seen maybe the last 5 or 6 weeks, you know.
Yeah, and really, I suppose it was the young fellas that maybe coming in, players tell me down the years, that gets older guys like you.
Absolutely, I suppose it's a different team now than maybe it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and you need them young fellas to drive it on. You know, maybe you've got the likes of Rory and Raf and myself, John Hiron, to guide them, but you're not going to win championships unless you've got fresh legs and, you know, that pace, I suppose. People talk about pace, and we have it in abundance there with young players like Darren McGrew and, you know, young Morrison, Connor Park, etc.
John Hearn claims it's title number 8. Massive performance for him.
What can you say about John Hearn? I mean, what he's done, I don't think it'll ever be repeated. He's an absolute mammoth of this club, an absolute legend of this club. I mean, to win 8 county championships is just phenomenal. And I don't think there's no one else in Donegal club history can probably touch that.
Yeah. And what about yourself? How many is that now?
That's 6 for myself. So I don't know if I'll get up as far as John Hearn, but I'll enjoy this one as if it's my last, I know, because you never know. You think when you're winning championships, you're going to win them every year, but the way things go in football, it can change very quickly, so it's just about enjoying the one you're in. So
yeah, Eamon Doherty, you must have ran John Hearn pretty close for man of the match, Eamon.
No, you can't. Big Hearn will always get there first, but no, the way I see it, you couldn't pick a man of the match there in that team. Everyone did what they were supposed to do. Everyone knew what Maxi wanted off them, and everyone delivered it. Like, it was impeccable. It was brilliant. They stuck to it. You know, Glenswilly put up a huge resistance, and we just stuck at what we wanted to do. We worked it, and looked for the slots. And look, thank God everything came good.
It took great patience, no more than the semi-final against St. Michael's.
Definitely. There was a lot. It was more on edge there, and as well, the fact when we went 2 goals, when we lost the 2 goals against St. Michael's, we knew we needed to lift it, but we're always a point or level with Glenswilly, so it was a different game completely. You know, yeah, we were chasing it most of the time last week, and this week we had to take the initiative and try and get ahead of them.
Yeah.
So it was a different game completely. But
and there was always the danger of a goal with Michael Murphy lurking.
Look, you've seen at the end there, they got one good ball into him and it nearly went in. It's like, that's the danger you have. And Sean Hensley pulled back, did a great job on him when he was in there, and just you couldn't ask any more, Tom.